Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
All right, so Becca here has a very different problem. Now, her fiance has given her the green light to hook up with other dudes for, in his opinion, good reason. She's not settled with this and is wondering, I'm guessing, is this just a trap? Hey, Becca.
Hey, Bert. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you for calling. All right, so give us the history here and why in the world would your fiance say, you know what? Go ahead, hook. I don't want us to be broken up, but you can go ahead. You can hook up with other dudes.
Okay. So I don't know whether to call it a spicy pickle or a lack of spicy pickle that I'm in. I've been with my fiance for about 4.5 years. The first year, absolutely wonderful. Everything was totally normal, quote unquote, all the things. And then about a year into our relationship, the piano playing got to be a lot more challenging, to where we would start our symphony, but we just couldn't get him to the grand finale.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Got really frustrated, not just once, not just twice, multiple times. And we're at a point where he doesn't want to see a doctor about it. It's his own issue. I'm not going to push him for something that he's not comfortable doing. But towards one of the last times that we attempted to get to our grand finale, especially for him, and could not finish our symphony, he got frustrated and just said, you know what? I can't do it. I obviously can't please you. If you have to go somewhere else and get it and get pleasure and finish your symphony somewhere else, do it. I just don't want to know about it.
So what an altruistic man.
So he would rather you go out and physically be with somebody else than go see a doctor himself?
Because of his own personal issues with just, yes, okay. to make it easy.
Okay.
Or make it simple or not so simple. So for 3 years, I have not done that. I've been extremely faithful. I love this man to death, and I do not want to be with anyone mentally or emotionally other than him. But a girl definitely needs to get the piano dusted off every once in a while. And so I have been out on a work trip with and very close to an area where one of my really good friends is. And essentially for lack of better words, the dust got dusted off of the piano and the symphony happened, which was absolutely wonderful and amazing and all the things that I needed. And this person understands the situation that I'm in and does not want a relationship and does not want to be in a relationship with anyone. And we've had a very wonderful connection, period. We've known each other for years, all the things. The challenging thing is I was at one of my best friend's houses staying the night, and her son, in so many words, heard all the different things in the orchestra happening.
Uh-huh.
He thinks that I cheated on my fiance.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, for all the mama bears, let's go ahead and calm down, because she has given me the green light to have a conversation with him. She and I both are just at lack of words for what to say to a teenage son.
Oh, wow.
Who thinks that I cheated on my fiance. And here's where the layers of the symphony and the pages of everything are. She has been cheated on so many times, and her son knows this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very protective and very defensive of his mom and anyone else that may even appear to be a cheater, he suddenly puts his guard down. He can't stand them, all the things.
So your dilemma here is how to explain to your best friend's teenage son that what you did was not cheating.
Exactly. So how do you explain that to your teenage son that you did not cheat and every relationship does not look the same?
Well, can I ask you, Becca, why does it matter what the son thinks? Why does a conversation even need to happen? He's of no consequence.
Because he's a teenager, and I think that this is the time of his life where and things like this really do matter. And I don't want, and I'm one of the few people that he does look up to in his life. And I don't want him to have, number one, this impression that I'm a cheater, just like all these guys that his mom has gone through and dumped because they cheated on him.
You don't want him to have a stigma and an issue that nobody can be faithful.
Exactly. And I don't want him to just be have that that idea growing up that he can't trust anyone.
So let me ask you this, and gosh, we only have a couple of minutes here and then we got to bail. Can't the mom have a conversation with him about it? Why does it have to come directly from you? And why can't she say, hey, there's a couple of things that I need to explain to you?
Because she's at a loss for words and what to say to him too.
Well, I personally don't think it's really any of his business. And I do also believe that if the conversation has to happen, it should come from his mom. But if you feel like you want to have this conversation on behalf of yourself and you want him to, as a teenager, understand that all relationships are different, I really don't see any other approach than other than being honest with him.
I don't know how many 13-year-olds could process this kind of complicated relationship. I don't think hardly any.
Yeah, I don't think it's any of his business. I think if he does bring it up to you, or if he brings it up to his mom, that's when you got to cross that bridge and just explain that not every relationship has the same needs and all of them look different.
Yeah, Becca, I'm with these guys. I think if it comes up, then mom should probably talk about it, but I don't even think that he could process it, to be honest with you. Go live your life and be happy.
I get that, but he's such a good dude that I want to, how does that conversation look like, though, for both me and or his mom?
She wants to preserve, not his innocence, but preserve. She just wants him, she wants him to believe that not all relationships end in infidelity.
Mm. Right.
Then I think you tell him all relationships don't end up in infidelity and kind of move on and explain that they have an arrangement, right? I just don't think a 13-year-old can process. Well, what do you mean they have an arrangement? Woo!
Back out.
Yeah. That's all we really got, Beck, and that's all we got time for, unfortunately.
Got to be honest.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. She's like, thanks for nothing, you guys. Thanks for nothing.
The Bird Show.